I'm here with Marshall City Administrator, Ms. Connie Latimer. And Ms. Latimer, I want to start off with a gentleman came in. His name is Connor McGraw, correct?
Yes.
And he's got a very special program going on here in Marshall. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, he really does. Connor is in sixth grade, and one of his classmates and his best friend is Aiden Wright. And Aiden's been diagnosed with cancer, and so Connor has started a program, and he wanted to do something, and he wanted banners, and they said, well, that probably wouldn't work. And so his mom suggested that they ask people to turn on their porch light. So the way it works is you turn on your porch light, and then you say a prayer for Aiden. So at this point, they have heard from 35,000 people that they have their porch light on and that they're praying for Aiden.
And I want people to understand that this isn't just in Marshall or around Marshall or just in Missouri. It's pretty much all over the place.
It's worldwide. It's in every state except Idaho. So if anybody out there knows someone in Idaho, please ask them to turn on their porch light, say a prayer to Aiden. There's a Facebook page, and it's called Porch Light Prayer. People can go there and look at that and kind of keep track of this and follow it. And then it's also in, I don't know how many different countries. He brought maps this evening for everyone to look at. So it's pretty impressive. They're quite the young man, both of them. So we wish Aiden the best, and we're real proud of Connor. He's done a really good thing.
Well, you don't see anything like this normally from an adult resident, much less a child. It's pretty inspirational.
Well, it is, and that's what I said tonight. You know, it's we hear everything that's wrong with Marshall, but you see something like this, and that's what's right with Marshall. So that's what we do. We support each other, and you know, this little guy's got a tough fight on his hand, but everyone here is praying for him and hoping for the best for his family. So.
Had a contract amendment or addendum that was approved tonight. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, it was for CenturyLink, the telephone company. This has been an ongoing thing, lawsuits for this and lawsuits for that, and it just now got to be CenturyLink's turn. So they're one of the minor ones for us. So it's now that's been done in form of an ordinance, and we'll get tax from them. And it's not a big settlement, but it's money that we should have. So hopefully that's what we'll get.
And then a percentage goes to the Missouri Municipal League
to help offset some of their expense on our behalf.
And another ordinance was approved this evening with the city of Malta Bend?
Yes, Malta Bend buys water from Marshall. And on the weekends, if our plant's not running, then they wanted permission to buy water from the city of Waverly. And so this ordinance will give them permission to buy water from the city of Waverly.
Well, Connie, I've covered pretty much everything I wanted to cover here. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, the one thing that I wanted people to know is that, you know, we get hammered a lot over not taking care of substandard property and why don't we do more. And as I mentioned tonight, we've got $159,000 on the books that people owe us for doing mowing and property maintenance and demolition of old substandard structures. And so, you know, last month I said we had a budget deficit of $111,000. Well, here's $160,000 that would sure make that look pretty. So, you know, it's out there. We've done a lot. So just not enough, but we're still trying.